Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talks Daf. This year we'll be talking Daf less than a day in a few minutes. We're looking at Beitza, Be'a 10. Beis Shammai says in a Mishnah, one may not take a pestle and Yom Tov to chop meat upon it, but Beis Hillel permit one to do so. This is a Mishnah that comes up a little later but brought down here. Thus we see that in matters pertaining to the joy of Yom Tov, Beis Shammai rule stringently and Beis Hillel rule leniently. The idea being, what can we do to enhance the joy of Yom Tov? I talk about all the time, little things that we do on Shabbos to enhance our Shabbos, and on Yom Tov we can do also. Whether it be having that wonderful sparkling grape juice, which I love so much, that we save for Shabbos and Yom Tov. Whether it be allowing myself a little Oneg Shabbos on Friday night after the kids are sleeping and we read. That's also a major Oneg Shabbos for me, reading the Jewish novels on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And I have a little sour sticks or sour belts, a little snack saved for Shabbos. What can we do to enhance the joy of Shabbos and Yom Tov a little bit? Making a special dish, making a special thing, having a special treat for Shabbos party and Kiddush. A lot of times for the kids, we'll get a treat from the bakery down the block from us. What can we do to enhance Yom Tov, enhance Shabbos a little bit? It doesn't have to be anything crazy. It could be something small, something simple, but something wonderful nonetheless. Enjoy Shabbos, enjoy Yom Tov even a little bit more. Having a little delicacy, a little treat, a little nice thing you do for yourself or you do for your spouse or kids to enhance the Shabbos, to enhance the Yom Tov throughout your weeks. Join us next time as we talk Beitza 11 here on the TTD.